I promise that there's a perfect explanation as to why you've not heard from me in like 2 months now. Well, about three, if you did not somehow magically stumble on the last episode that I made in November that I did not publicize in true Laura fashion. But if you did stumble on it, it's been like 2 months. More than a month, rather. Hi. Let me do the whole introduction thing. If this is your first time of listening to any episode of the podcast, my name is Laura and I am the host of this podcast. I am, you know, semi-consistent. I think that's the word I'll use for that. So, hi. If this isn't your first time, you're honestly one of God's strongest soldiers, because if it was me, I would just, you know, go to my Spotify or whatever app I'm listening from and I would just clear out everything, like just delete, unfollow. Not that I'm asking you to do that, so please don't. It's just an example, but you won't do that because you love me and I love you too. Like, we all love each other. We're in this love relationship. There's no hate here. Where will I start from now? Should I give a reason why? I think I'll give a reason for my absence as we go by, like in the next few minutes of this episode. That's this time that you're going to spend with me, you know, this quality time that we spend together to, like, you know, chit chat and all of that. Today is Saturday. I know yesterday was Friday. I was supposed to record this episode on Friday. I had it in mind. I had it at the tip of my tongue. I had it in my head, like I had it in my palm, but I was really, really busy sleeping. Not sleeping, shy. I barely slept. Like, I barely took my afternoon nap yesterday. But, like, I was busy with, like, school stuff. I know school stuff still comes to plague me during the holidays and it's crazy. But I was busy with school stuff and it's the reason why I couldn't do anything. But today I was like, you know what, tomorrow is the last day of the year. Let's not do this. Let's not, like, go into the new year with baggage. So let's just talk it out this year and then we'll see each other in the coming year. Where do I start from? Yes, let's start from Spotify Wrapped, right? So just like there's Spotify Wrapped for your favorite musicians, there's also Spotify Wrapped for podcasters, right? And yes, podcasts will appear in your Spotify Wrapped. So if I was part of like your top podcast for the year, I'm very grateful. I did receive like a feedback. I was top podcast for about a certain percentage of listeners. I cannot remember now. Ordinarily, a normal person would have immediately she saw the Wrapped, you know, like posted and all of that. But I'm not a normal person. I think we've already established that and we've already come to love and accept each other like that. So I don't think we should overflog that already buried horse, right? Now, when did we vacate from school? 22nd, I think I left school 23rd, which is last week. So tomorrow will make it 1 week since I've been at home. And I'm not spending up to like 3 weeks here. I'm going back ASAP for my last semester in school. You know, when I was talking like at the beginning of, or rather at the end of 2022, and I was like, oh, I'm about to enter like 400 level and I'll soon be done with school. I was very enthusiastic because I was like, oh, I can't wait to be, you know, headed out of this place. But now I don't say it with as much vibrancy as I said it at that time, because now it's like dawning on me. You know, that time you had still Delulu and you're like, hey, I'm graduating, oh, FYB soon, penultimate year, all those kind of things. But like when you're at the doorstep, it's like, okay, I'm graduating soon. It's not, hey, I'm graduating soon. No, it's okay, I'm graduating soon. It's like, okay, then what? And I think big props to my daddy, right? He doesn't do it with bad intentions at heart, right? It's a question that any normal person will ask. But like we've already established a million and one times, I'm not every normal person. But like sometimes we can be randomly having this chit chat. Like he can just call me, and maybe when he calls me, I'm in the middle of a very exciting time with my friends or something, and he just calls me and he's like, oh, so will you serve next, or what is next for you, sir? Like, what do you want to do next? Don't ask me what I want to do next. Let's focus on you, because why do you want to kill me with anxiety? I know, like I said, he doesn't have any bad intention at heart, but even me, I don't know. If I, okay, my plan C, like I always say, my plan C is to find one Dubai Habibi. That's my plan C. I don't have a plan A. Do I have a plan B? I don't even know. But I know that that's my plan C. I don't know. It's if I want Habibi and run away with, because what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Now, the reason why I'm even considering, no, I've not considered serving. I won't serve before law school, right? But like the reason why it's even part of my agenda is because there's a backlog of students that have not, that are yet to go to the Nigerian law school. And so we have like two sets. One set will go 2024 January, and then the next set 2025, which leaves me at 2026, even though I'm graduating before the first half of 2024. Now that leaves me with about roughly a year, 6 to 8 months of free time to laze around and not, you know, do anything. Firstly, I know that if I spend that time at home, it will do my head in. Like, I will literally run mad because I cannot, God forbid, I spend that time at home. But also for my own, you know, personal sanity, I don't think I want to spend that time in school lazing around. Do you get? I don't want to spend lazing around. Every time that my daddy asks me what next, I always ask myself, before he even asks me, I ask myself, what next? You know? But like, I'm very delusional. I'm highly, like, my level of delusion is crazy. So the only thing I want to think about is today and tomorrow. Anything past, I don't mean tomorrow like nobody knows tomorrow, the wider future tomorrow. I mean tomorrow, the 31st of December 2023. And then when that tomorrow comes, I only think about 1st of January 2024. Like that kind of tomorrow. I will not think about anything that I cannot control. That is like my primary watchword for the new year. That's like my primary watchword for the new year. I don't want to think about anything that I cannot control. But yes, I didn't mean to get into the deep part of like this episode earlier. I don't even know what made me start talking about my life plans, which I do not have. But anyways, yes, so exams were chill. I cried a lot. Jesus, if there's one thing that's consistent about me in this year, is that I cried. It is also that I, you know, enjoyed of the mercy and the grace and the goodness of my father, because God was so kind to me in this year. Like, I think that at this point my lacrimal glands have dried up. That's why I don't have any tears. Maybe they'll reactivate tomorrow at crossover service, I don't know. But I cried so much, and I think the grace was more than my tears. Let's just put it that way. What else has been happening in school, with schoolwork? Like I said, this is my final semester, which is very quick, but I don't want to get into that. They've, you know, project stuff has started, the whole final year, jazz, all of that. And okay, there's a part of me that's not like keying into it because I don't want to dip my reality, do you get? So I'm just like on the outside watching and saying, oh, that's good for y'all. But even though I'm supposed to be part of the y'all that is good for, I don't know if that makes sense. The reason why I like the end of the year, like any, the period after Christmas is always a blur for me. Like I don't remember, I don't care what today's date is, whether it is 29th or 30th or 28th or 27th or 26th. As long as it's past Christmas, I know that the last 7 days are days of reflection and deep gratitude. Like I just, you know, reminisce over the year and, you know, say, oh, this year was a good year, this year was this, or I never want to see this kind of year again, and da 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 da. Some really, 2023 was like a very good year. I don't even mind. Okay, no, in some aspects, but I want to say I don't even mind having this kind of year again, but like in some aspects, I will mind. Doesn't take away the fact that it was a very, very good year. Like the year started on quite a chill note for me, and it was long. Like it seemed like a movie. I don't know, maybe it's part of my delusion, but like at some point I felt like I was in a theater and with popcorn and just like watching my life display on the big screen. Like I felt like I wasn't a partaker of my life. Like I was just an audience in my entire life in this 2023. Like it was, that's how beautiful it was. You know, it was, the elections was my first time voting. Yeah, even though, you know, stuff happened. But we don't want to get into Nigeria's sad
state. I think we've already established that we don't talk about that here. This is a delusional space, okay? So I got to vote for the first time this year. I, you know, turned 20 this year. Even though I'm still not in my early 20s, I am a post-teen and I am in my pre-20s. Let's get that correct. Post-teen, pre-20s, not early 20s. Don't refer to me as somebody in their early 20s, okay? So I, you know, got into my pre-20s in this year. I took my birthday pictures for the very first time. Like, this is the, since when I was small, Sha. I think the last time I had, like, a birthday shoot was my 1 year birthday. No, 10. So I had for 1. I had for 10. And then now, 20. Which is very crazy. So, yes, last time I had, like, a birthday shoot was when I was 10. This one, the whole, like, everything that went into planning was on my head. And I felt, like, running mad. Like, I would just settle down and be calculating. I'll be talking to myself, which I do every time. But, like, you know, this time was, like, more mental work than, you know, just mindlessly talking to myself. What else did I do in this year? I became a senior advocate of my faculty, which I'm about to drop in a few months. Because it won't matter. All these things won't matter once you leave the four walls of the faculty. Got into a few positions that every day I complain about and every day I cry about. I cry. But will I still choose them in another life? I guess we'll never know. Because I'm in this life and in this life I chose them and that's what matters. Okay? I'm not here for any deep philosophical anything. I'm just here to put it as it is. As it is. Then what else did I do? I also became a certified mediator in this year, even though I haven't posted about it because I'm yet to get my certificate from the BUJ. I was just traveling, but, like, you know, life happens, stuff happens, Tinubu happens, flight ticket prices happens, and you just have to see your ass in one place. What else happened to me in this year? I was really happy, and I was present. Like, sometimes my mind just trauma blocks, like, information I just cannot retain. But in this year, I can boldly tell that I was very present for most of my happy moments. Like, I was really, really, really happy this year. It's part of the reason why I said I feel like I was an audience in my life, because most of the time I'm in the moment and I don't see, or I'm out of the moment and I you know, it's after I realize that, oh, I was really happy. But I was very happy in this year, and I got to, you know, I think this year I keyed into my friendships a lot. That's one thing I'm very grateful for living this year, going into the next year, is my friendships. What else did I do? In this year, I did form a deeper bond and a deeper relationship with God. Deeper in the sense that I started incorporating God in every little thing that I do, as little as frying eggs. It's just, God, may I want to fry this egg? If it's not sweet, I go chop them like that. Like, God, you see what this girl just did? Like, Holy Spirit, what's this one doing? What do you get? Like, mindless mini conversations type of thing. Like, I journaled, audio journal, what is called that? When you write it, what's it called? Share a written journal. That's what we'll call it for now. I journaled. In this year, I spoke to God a lot. I, you know, keyed into the many, many miracles and blessings that God has in his bag. And that's something I will keep doing all of my life. You know, there was a point in this year my name was Laura, congratulations, Ebusike. At some other point, my name was Laura Enjoyment Ebusike. My name was Laura Happiness. I was in a very good bubble, you know? Like, I was very happy in this year. Too happy. Like, all my 32 shine this year. There was a point in this year when I stood, like, in front of my mirror and I asked myself, I said, you know, I don't know if you know, like, Ciara's prayer. If you don't know Ciara's prayer, I can't really start explaining this because even me, I don't understand the concept like that. But sure, people used to use it to, like, I think there's a song that she has, Ciara's prayer, and it talks about, like, oh, the next man in her life is going to be her husband. And now she's with a man that she loves and treasures her, da-da-da. That's the summary. If you want the hoojis, just go and check it. Don't ask me. I'm not an encyclopedia. But anyways. So, like, you know, sort of like Ciara's prayer, I, you know, was asking myself, like, what is Laura's prayer? Like, I had to dig deep in my mind to say, what exactly, like, what were the words I used on crossover night of 2022? What was the posture that I took? What was the song I sang? What was the thing I did? I don't even know. Although I did go out to give a testimony. That's one of the things I can remember. So this year, if you're attending the church that I will attend for crossover, it's you and the ushers that will drag the microphone from my hand. Because I will talk this year. I don't even, when I'm shy, I don't care. I will talk. You put that, it's bouncer that will come and drag me out of that church. Because I'm so grateful. I think that's one of the things. And then, yes, another thing is top of my to-do list was let go and let God. It's literally there. Let go and let God. Like, I remember writing my to-do list on my notes app in church. And I was just, like, jotting down a few of the things. I knew things that I know I wanted to achieve in this year. Some of them seemed very bleak and stuff. But, like, at the end of the year, I'm proud to say that I achieved about 85% of the things on my list. That remaining 15% is the pixie coil wig I say I want to buy. And I could have achieved that if I wasn't eating mindlessly, if I wasn't rewarding myself for every 2 seconds of book work. Once I read 2 lines, I'll go and buy shawarma. That's okay. Yes, I did say I wanted to be financially prudent, but I wasn't. So we go again next year for that. Aside those, every other thing I did. And you know, normally I'm not the kind of person that allows myself to dream. But this year, God said dream. God said sleep. You know, if you calculate the amount of time I slept this year, marathon. God said sleep, relax, dream, you know, and God like legit made all of my dreams happen, like even the wildest ones. As in, it got to a point where I got too comfortable dreaming that I now started expecting so much, and then when my expectation failed, I was just like, okay God, why are you putting your hand inside my eye? Forgetting that this is not even like the goal I wanted. Like, God surpassed my expectations of things. Not to say I didn't have like some pit stops in the year, my phone got stolen, but that was for a good cause. Because let's be honest, I don't think the trajectory of my life would have taken the kind of turn that it took now if my phone didn't get stolen in May. So, grateful for the storm. Made me appreciate the pain. What else happened to me? My friends, a bulk of my friends are in my class. No, they are not. A bulk of my friends are staying at school, but like a bunch of my friends graduated. And, you know, a bunch of them had to move out. And so they're not at my convenience anymore. They're not like, you know, just next door. They're not like in the next window of the class so that I can go and, you know, disturb. And, but like, I'm still very happy that I have like the rest of my friends that I have with me. I'm very grateful for friendship. I'll keep saying it. I'm very grateful. You know, and also this year I did not tighten my hand. Like, my hand was open. So anything that wanted to come in, came in, and anything that wanted to leave, left. You know, and I'm happy for the things that left my hand, because to be frank, I cannot kill myself. I think I'll do that tomorrow, ticking off my things on my to-do list for the year. But like, I'm about to start drafting a new one. I think I'll just, you know, start thinking of it, and then tomorrow in church, maybe that's the key. You know, tomorrow in church, I just, you know, write them out and yeah. Pray on them again and watch my life blossom, literally. Like, you know, there's that particular song that says, if he blesses the lilies with beauty and splendor, how much more you. So yes, I think that's what happened with my life in this year, to be frank. And there's this meme about people saying, oh, can crossover start from today? I have a lot to say. Now maybe that's my mouth is full with gratitude. I don't even know where to start from. That's the thing. I think that's why I came to come and record this episode first, because I was having a bit of writer's block, because I don't even know where to start from. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of things I'm very grateful for. You know? What are my plans for next year? I do not know yet, but I know top of my list is let go and let God. That's something I don't even regret putting that on top of my list, and I will do it again and again and again, because God is good and He's kind. And there's nothing that will tell me that God is not good and kind. Absolutely nothing. So, but like another thing that I know I would add to my list is to not think about things that I cannot control. I don't want to stress about where I'll be in the next 5 years, the next 10 years. It's hard, especially when it's hard. But like, I think my delusional white picket fence house with, you know, 15 cars will do for me in my delusional head. So I will not stress my reality about what I do not know yet. It's hard. I'm never going to lie, but like, I think I just have to make conscious efforts. You know, I want to keep my hand and my heart more open in this year. More open than I left it last year. I want to take things to my chest. Another thing I'm very grateful for that God delivered me from in 2023 is fruit of anger. Jesus, I cannot count. I don't remember how many times I got angry in this year. Like, it just, I think I had seen it somewhere or something. I don't remember. It seemed like an epiphany now. But, like, I had seen it somewhere or heard it somewhere that, you know, when you get angry about, like, a certain thing, it's like you're giving that thing power over you. It's like you're allowing it control you. Something like that. I can't remember where exactly. But I just, you know, told God, like, I don't want these kind of things to be controlling me. Like, I don't want to give some certain kind of things, certain kind of people that kind of power over my emotions to now dictate how I feel and why I feel the way I feel. I don't want to allow my anger to get to the point where I'm now regretting it. Like, I'm now sitting in my quiet corner and I'm like, I shouldn't have acted like that. But then pride not allow me to go back and go and say how far I'm sorry I acted in this way. And in this year, I barely, ordinary, like, raised the record for me. Because I didn't allow myself to get angry so much. I didn't allow myself to, like, tighten the world to my chest. That's why I said I opened my heart and my hands more in this year. Yeah, that's all I want to say today. Right now, I'm about to get started on... I'm about to find food. That's the first thing I'm about to do. I have not eaten today. And I woke up quite early. I woke up by 7. This is 2:18. I didn't even give a time stamp. I think when I started the episode, it was around 2. Like 1:30 something. But like currently, this is 2:18 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, the 30th of December, 2023. One of the best years of my life, and I'm very grateful. So what I'm about to do now is I'm going to go and find food to eat. And then when I eat, I will continue binge-watching Stranger Things. And then hopefully by then I've gotten my juice back and I can, you know, continue to set out to do what I had already set out to do. So yes, I will see you next year. I cannot, you know, my favorite part of like the first few days of New Year is that thing where you do, oh my God, I've not brushed my teeth since last year. Oh my God, I've not had my bath since last year. Oh my God, I've not eaten since last year. Have we spoken since last year? No, since last year. It's so sweet. Like, it's childish, but it's very sweet. Like, I love it. Yes, do it. Like, if you see me say, oh my God, I've not seen you since last year. I've not heard this since last year. You know, it's very, very exciting for me. I like it so much. If you've listened up to this point, it means that you are either in love with me or you are in love with me. There's no in between. And I'm very grateful. I'm also very grateful for you. I keep like coming to check back. I have like a bunch of people saying, oh, I checked and I didn't see anything. I checked and I didn't see anything from you. Am I promising to do better? I am. I always promise to do better. But this time I'll take more conscious effort, especially since it's about to be my year of academic rest. I think I'm going to have a very eventful year. I just hope it's good eventful, not bad eventful. Because I don't want to be the bitter black jobless woman. Graduate. The bitter black jobless graduate woman. No, I'm not a woman. Ew. The bitter black jobless graduate. Bitter black jobless child who just graduated. Forever a child. Peace. Thank you so much for listening up to this point. I really do appreciate you. And I will see you next year. So signing out, Laura of 2023. I'm so happy. The new year makes me so excited. But anyways. Bye. And you have all of my love. Mwah.